I'm Derek Cardwell, and it's time for another profile of the 2023 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductees. We're profiling two of them today, and we start with Don Long. Don caught the racing bug in his teenage years watching jalopies race and has been a race fan ever since. He has since been the owner of Searsboro Telephone Company since 1974, a privately held phone company serving small towns in central Iowa, primarily Searsboro, Linville, and Kilduff. Long has also used his business success to help numerous local drivers over the years financially. He has been a car owner at different points over the years, but has primarily been a sponsor and supplier of 360 engines to different teams and drivers. His engines have won multiple 360 Nationals and track championships. He is currently sponsoring 360 rookie Garrett Williamson, but other drivers in the past have benefited, like Joe Beaver, Terry McCarl, Brian Brown, and Aaron Reitzel. Don has also been a longtime supporter of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and the 360 Booster Club. Mike Roberts talked with Long after his induction.
Well, Don, first of all, congratulations. In my opinion, a long time deserved.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's been a fun run, and I enjoy every bit of it.
You know, we talked about some of the guys you've helped out here along the way, but your heart's been in racing since the 70s, at least that I know of.
Oh, yeah, back in the 1948, I got interested in racing. I was born and raised in Burlington, Iowa. And back at those times, you know, there was the Ernie Durs and the Don Whites and the Ramo Scotts and Jack Archer. Nobody knows who Jack Archer is, but he was from Burlington. And used to go to the racetrack in Burlington, which is in a different location than is now. It was in the old fairgrounds. But we always had a billboard there we could sit on. And if you think about the billboard, the advertising was for the street, and the backside was for the racetrack. So a lot of people sat on the billboard. That was kind of when I first got interested in racing as a kid.
Who'd you first help out when you came to Knoxville?
Brent Gullick. And then I helped Joe Beaver. And then we just seemed like Jonathan Gornell was another one, Terry. Now we're helping Garrett Williamson. And, helped a few of them along the way.
You've always had some powerhouse motors by Moyle Racing Engines, too, but these young drivers, I don't know if they came in talented, but they sure left talented.
Yeah, they did. Well, I'll have to say one thing. All the engines we've built, you got to thank Moyle for that. He does a fantastic job of building a good quality engine, that's for sure.
Congratulations again.
You bet. Thank you, Mike, for everything you do.
Don Long, 2023 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductee. The next inductee is Randy Raleigh. Starting out as a push truck driver in 1977, Raleigh would also serve as a track official for 35 years. He has since returned to driving a push truck and has served a total of 47 years. He has organized hamburger and hot dog cookouts for the push truck drivers, opened his home to race fans to have a place to stay, and he came up with the idea for the push trucks to participate in the Knoxville Nationals four-wide parade lap. Mike Roberts talked with Raleigh about his induction.
Well, Randy Raleigh, for 47 years, this day has been coming at you. When you got the phone call earlier this year, what did you think of the phone call from Eric?
I was really shocked. I was happy, thrilled. I was been wanting to get it for a long time, and it happened.
A lot of people don't understand, and I want to break down the process. They always think of Randy Raleigh, the push truck driver, but they kind of forgot, especially the younger ones, that you were an official out here for a very long time.
I was official for 35 years. I worked about every corner of the racetrack, and then I ended up on turn four, and then I went from there to driving the push truck back.
You were the guy that, if nobody else knew, took the chalk and made the chalk line for the starting area every time they had a race there.
Yes, yes. A lot of people thought I was nuts getting that close to the track, but I kind of been around long enough that I knew what I was doing.
You've got family here today also, but one of the things I want to tell you about, only because I know you, and I ain't trying to choke you up, but there's an old man upstairs by the name of Jim Rouse just looking down proud of you right now.
Yeah.
Fantastic job. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
2023 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductee Randy Raleigh. We'll have more features on the 2023 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame induction class later on as we count down to the Knoxville Nationals. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.